new Spider-Man movie with my 8-year-old. That is the Travis Family Weekend. What about you?
That sounds awesome, actually. I wonder if that new Spider-Man movie is going to be any good. I think it was, was it Inside the Spider-Verse or something some years ago?
This is the sequel to that. It's actually a cartoon, the Miles Morales Spider-Verse movie. This is the sequel to that. It's did you watch the
yes.
the Spider-Verse? It's really good, right?
Yes, I was surprised at how good it was. I'm very excited for my weekend plans, Clay. Well, one, as you all know, last plug for this, but Carrie is doing the Tell the Towers Climb Monday. She's almost at the goal of $5,000 raised. Okay, you can see it there. Go to clayandbuck.com. Let's see if we can get her up to that $5,000 number. Every dollar goes to you're giving money to Tunnel the Towers, just to be clear, but you're doing it through the, you know, Carrie gets the credit for bringing the money together. So go to clayandbuck.com. The link is up there. Carrie and I, Clay, she has never, before I get this, you have no choice but to tell me your favorite movie of all time, number one movie of all time, the one that you love the most, that means the most to you, is what?
Oh, man. I honestly don't even know, because there's so many that I will watch.
Come on. You got to give me something.
There's so many that I will watch every time. I think Shawshank Redemption is almost impossible to turn off.
You know, that's the most popular Rotten Tomatoes movie of all time, which I think is fascinating. I wouldn't have guessed that. I've seen I own the DVD in college. Remember when we had DVDs? I saw it many times. For me, it's Braveheart. I just love that movie. I don't know what, you know, I just love it. I love it. I know there's a lot of historical inaccuracies in it. I don't care. Carrie has never seen it.
Braveheart.
She's
never
seen
it.
Braveheart. And so I said, honey, if we're going to have a movie night, we are going to do...
It is a fabulous movie.
It's so good. I mean, that's like peak late 90s, early 2000s movie cinema, I think, is as good as it gets. And Braveheart, right up there with me, Gladiator. I know Mrs. Travis loves Gladiator.
Gladiator is my wife's favorite movie. Also,
that's
really
good. That's a solid choice, and she has it ready to go. You don't have a favorite movie? I just feel like that's you're such an opinionated guy.
It's a great question, and there's so many movies that that I'll flip around and catch on, but I don't have one where, you know, it might be, I'll give you my answer. I think Indiana Jones, The Last Crusade, is maybe the best movie that has ever been made. See, I like movies that will stand up. So if you like them when you're 8, you also would like them when you're 80. And getting to watch the 80s movies with my kids, that's up there. And then Back to the Future is also pretty impossible to top, I think.
I love Back to the Future. Mike, I remember I used to go for holidays at my cousin's place. They had Laserdisc. Remember that? You couldn't rewind
back
or anything?
In the day.
They had Laserdisc Back to the Future, which I thought was so cool and futuristic. All right, everybody. Clay and I are just telling you all to have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday. Thanks so much.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, if you're with them, you're overpaying pure and simple. Pure Talk can easily save your family over $900 a year. Right now, get unlimited talk, unlimited text, and ultra-fast 5G data for just $20 a month.
What about the coverage, you ask? It's phenomenal. I'm on it. Pure Talk uses the most dependable 5G network in the country. So grab your phone and dial #250 and say the keyword Clay and Buck to get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $20 a month.
Pure Talk's amazing U.S. customer service team will make switching so easy. So choose a veteran-owned company who cares about keeping jobs in America and saving you money.
Pick up your phone and dial #250 and say Clay and Buck for unlimited talk and text with plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. Dial #250 and say Clay and Buck and save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Poor Sam was a mess. Always itching, licking. His paws were soaking wet. He had bald spots on his back.
DINOVITE.com.
2 weeks after he started Dynavite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
President Biden refused to negotiate on the debt ceiling.
I will not yield.
But Speaker McCarthy and the House forced Biden to cave, delivering another win for conservatives. Work requirements for welfare, unspent COVID money for China, clawed back. And for once, Washington will spend less than the year before. The House took on Biden and won. Call Congress at 800-894-2036. Tell them to support the conservative reforms. Paid for by American Action Network.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at PestWorld.com.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. President Biden will address the nation this evening about the U.S. averting a government default.
Senate approval of a debt ceiling and budget cuts package came just days before Monday's fast-approaching default deadline. In a White House statement, the president said that senators from both parties demonstrated that America is a nation that pays its bills and meets its obligations and always will be. He will give a speech to the nation tonight from the Oval Office.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton, the address at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also at townhall.com, the U.S. has signed a trade agreement with Taiwan over opposition from China, which claims the self-ruled island democracy as part of its territory.
The two governments say the U.S.-Taiwan Initiative on 21st Century Trade will strengthen commercial relations by improving customs, investment, and other regulations. The U.S. and Taiwan have no formal diplomatic ties, but maintain unofficial relations and have billions of dollars in annual trade. The Chinese government accused Washington of violating agreements on Taiwan's status and demanded the U.S. government stop official contact with the island's elected government.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. The Justice Department, concluding its probe into classified documents found in the home of former Vice President Mike Pence. Correspondent Bob Agnew.
The DOJ says it will not bring charges against Pence. That's great news for the former vice president, who is now just days away from making an expected entry into the 2024 presidential race. Pence's team examined his home for documents earlier this year after classified materials turned up earlier in the homes and former offices of President Biden and former President Trump. Bob Agnew reporting.
That on Wall Street, the Dow up 734 points. More at townhall.com.
Fleet Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. Former UNLV basketball recruit Zion Collins plans to plead guilty to charges that could get him just 3 months in jail for the 2020 crash which killed a 52-year-old man. Prosecutors say Collins has agreed to plead guilty to a felony charge of reckless driving resulting in death and a misdemeanor charge of vehicular manslaughter. He will not face DUI charges. Terms of the plea deal mean Collins could be sentenced to probation on the felony charge and do 3 months in the county detention center on the misdemeanor. District court judge has the final say on the sentencing, but if a different punishment is handed out, Collins can withdraw his guilty plea. Well, just in time for the summer months, Southwest Gas is increasing its rates again, with residential customers in Southern Nevada paying as much as 27% more. The increases begin July 1st and run through September, marking the 4th straight quarter that Southwest Gas has increased its rates. Single-family residential customers can expect their monthly bill to go up more than 27%, increasing the average monthly payment by $22.30. Southwest Gas officials say it will take until the first quarter of next year for the average decreases.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Expect delays through the resort corridor of Interstate 15 right now, southbound at Spring Mountain, northbound at Hacienda. Watch for accidents. Lamb at Washington, Main at Garces downtown. And remember, the paving operations on Flamingo eastbound at the 15 southbound on-ramp continues.
Gather round! Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high.
That's enough!
Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families.
Check it out!
Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Friday, June 2nd. Good to have you with us. This, of course, the first Friday in June, the second day of June. And regardless, on Friday we celebrate because it's the best day of the week. Buckle up, folks. Here we go.
Oh, man, what day is it?
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
Come on, you know better. It's the day we let our hair down. We have some fun. We try not to take ourselves or what we talk about too seriously. It is also a day when we are getting close to the end of the 82nd Nevada Legislature. And joining us now, Ted Papageorge. He is the Secretary-Treasurer for the Culinary Union, a powerful, powerful force here in Las Vegas and, of course, in Carson City. Ted, how you doing? It's been a while since we talked.
Yeah, I'm doing great. Kevin, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine. I can hear you just great. Give me your sense. I mean, we are coming to the closing hours of the 82nd Nevada Legislature, and I'm curious how organized labor has been treated in general and really the Culinary Union specifically during this 82nd Nevada Legislature.
Well, Kevin, I appreciate you having me on the show. Look, at the end of the day, we're not a political organization. We're a union. Our job is to work hard and negotiate great contracts and really protect our community here. But look, the reality is you can negotiate great contracts and then some politicians could pass laws and take stuff away. So we spend time in the legislature. We spend time also here in Las Vegas at the county commission and the local municipalities. With the legislature, we have over 125,000 folks in our health plan, and so we spend a lot of time on health care. In the past, we worked hard on insulin transparency and drug costs, and we've had some success on kind of pushing our agenda, but there's been an opportunity on a couple things on that directly affect working men and women here in Southern Nevada and in Reno. One is the daily room cleaning issue in these hotels, and we didn't do well on that issue. We think it's something the legislature should take up to protect working women inside these hotels, and we think that they made a bad decision on that, and we're going to be taking that up in our contracts, and I think we may end up having some strikes this year concerning that issue with some of these big properties. The other one is these big companies like the Oakland A's, sports team, or these film studios coming. And look, that's a mixed bag. If we can get an agreement that these are going to be great jobs, that they're going to be union jobs with great benefits, health care, culinary health care, and pension plans, which a lot of folks don't have real guaranteed retirement anymore. If that happens, then it makes sense to bargain with them on these tax districts or room tax issues like the Raiders had. But if the jobs aren't going to be good jobs, there's no reason to work with these companies to bring them in here for a bunch of crappy jobs, because look, sports jobs are part-time jobs, and folks have to be able to get that work and combine it with other part-time work that is good work to be able to get, you know, health care and be able to own a home. So I think we're doing well. It looks like we got an agreement with the A's that if they come here, they're going to be good union jobs. And it looks like that may get through, but it's not through yet. The film studios may happen, but it came in late. Not sure why. It didn't make a lot of sense to us. So on those fronts, we think we're representing the men and women of Southern Nevada well in the legislature this year.
Ted, there were reports when we were talking about the Dean Martin Tropicana location, a station's piece of property, that maybe the union was going to have problems with that. Do you like the new location better? Can you get along better with these folks than you could the Fertittas?
Well, the Fertittas are the certified biggest lawbreakers in the history of the state of Nevada when it comes to labor relations, and we expect that to move out of the NLRB realm and into district court with contempt proceedings over the next year. They've been mandated to bargain. They've committed so many illegal acts that the government says that they have issued injunctions that they have to bargain for their whole company, but that's an ongoing process. Well, we're going to get there with those guys. They need to do the same thing as everybody else. And so we had a problem, though. The A's had not agreed yet to a document with us that guarantees workers have the right to choose the union. And they picked a partner that's the biggest union buster in the history of Nevada. So we had a problem. With the Tropicana site, we think that's a better choice for them. But it wasn't the only one in play. The Rio offered land I think quite cheaply, but they're a union friendly, and we have contracts at the Rio. We, Mr. Ruffin at the Treasure Island, had owned that parcel on Sahara and the Strip, has signed union contracts and originally settled the Frontier strike. He's been a hero to our members and purchased the Frontier and brought all those workers back from that strike with their seniority and their benefits. And so we have a great relationship there, and same with the Tropicana. I think we've got 50 plus years of union contracts there. So we're very comfortable at the end of the day with that site, because we think it's going to hold up the promise that these companies are going to come here, whether they're big sports teams and or these Sony or whoever. They're very wealthy, but if they're willing to come in and make a pledge and document, you know, and sign a document that says these can be great jobs, then it's worthwhile working with them. So we're happy about that site.
Ted Papageorge joining us, the Secretary Treasurer for the Culinary Union. And just so we know, you do have an agreement in place, though, with the A's, regardless of where they end up, that they're going to be able to work with you.
That's exactly right, and that was a critical piece of negotiation that the A's stepped up to the plate, and I'll just say they hit it out of the park. They did great. We have an agreement that regardless of what location they end up with, and whether they build entertainment districts or hotels or whatever, they have agreed to for the community of Southern Nevada that they will make sure they're the best jobs, and workers have the right to belong to the union and negotiate great union contracts. So we've come to a great agreement with the A's, and we're supporting the move here.
Is that deal going to get done before or after we get to a special session? Will there be a special session? What are you hearing?
You know, I wish I could read that crystal ball, Kevin. it's actually the indications we're hearing is that it may not need a special session. And you may have heard something lately that I haven't, but it's not for sure, and it may get done on time, which we all want to see that. It's our taxpayer money up there, and we like to see things done on time. We all have to do things on time. They should do things on time, too, is our opinion.
Let me ask you, 2023 has been an amazing year for a lot of us. For the Culinary Union, there have been a lot of victories, an occasional defeat. I don't know if you'd call it a defeat, but maybe something not as good as what you wanted. Can you talk a little bit about the victories that you've had? I read about them in the RJ like every month or so.
Well, look, we all suffered through the pandemic. It's been tough, and you know, we lost 200 members, were killed by COVID. We had thousands and thousands hospitalized. Our health plan is still paying that cost. We're working through that, but you know, we're in a spectacular recovery here in our community, and these companies, big gaming companies, are setting records, record profits, record margins. Room rates are 30% higher than 2019. Visitation is setting records, drive-in and fly-in. So, you know, these companies are moving, and we've got to be able to keep up with them and keep our density and keep our leverage to make sure that these stay great jobs for the community. So we settled last year the Resort World, spectacular new property, and it's represented by Culinary Union and Bartenders Union workers, and we got a great contract there. Just about 2 weeks ago, the Palms, which was purchased by Stations Casinos for a while, and they did their usual union busting, but before that, there had been through bankruptcy and foreclosure. The property had been failing for years, unfortunately, and Stations kept it closed for the last several years. The San Manuel tribe came in and said they wanted to do right by the community. They agreed to recognize the union and sit down and negotiate. And we just a week ago came to terms and got a great contract for those workers over there. And we were able to sign last Friday a neutrality agreement with the MSG Sphere. And they've agreed to be to represent, to recognize the union, and if the workers choose to do so, and they will, and that's going to be union property. We're going to be able to negotiate a great contract with the MSG Sphere, and we're in talks with the Fountain Blue, and we're not there yet, but we think we're going to get there. So we've had some tremendous victories, and there's a standard here. We fought for the last many decades to make sure that, you know, when these companies are here, they have to meet a standard. That's the issue with stations. We simply say they need to meet the standard that every other employer are paying, the majority of the employers are paying. But it's our job to keep that standard up. And especially with inflation and other things, we've got to make sure that folks get healthy raises. And when these companies are making this incredible wealth like this and they're on a roll, they got to share the wealth. And the only way you can really make that happen when you're with these massive corporations is to have union representation.
Ted, in our final couple of minutes, I want to talk about the challenges that lie ahead, the places where you think there may be strikes, there may be other problems that are going to have to be addressed by the Culinary Union and by area businesses. Can you talk a little bit about those challenges that lie ahead?
Yeah, I can. Thanks for asking, Kevin. For about 40,000 of our members, their contracts expired this year, and most of them expired today. We are in negotiations with the leaders of the industry, the largest, which is Caesars Entertainment, MGM Resorts, and Wynn Resorts. Those alone represent about 22 properties on the Strip. And we are in our second round of negotiations. We have over 1,000 negotiating committee that sit in those meetings. We meet separately. They don't meet together. But we've got to make sure that these companies share the wealth. But it's also about job security. You know, technology is out there eliminating jobs. We've got tremendous language and proposals to deal with protecting workers with dealing with technology. But these companies are using the pandemic. They cut big time, and, you know, the profits are through the roof, and they are trying to not bring back the workers that are needed to deal with this recovery and to keep those labor costs down and keep the margins up. And that's just not going to stand, especially when it comes to housekeeping and daily room cleaning. And our real problem is that they want to modify behavior and eliminate full service. So it's okay to put a do not disturb on your door. Everybody can do that. But overall, Vegas needs to be full service. And we think that is going to lead to strikes. We think our proposals for raises to deal with inflation are the largest ever. That may lead to strikes and overall issues of safety, and then just growing with these companies. And unfortunately, we may end up on strike later this year with one or more of these large companies. We'd like them to step up and get a fair contract in place, but this pandemic has changed the mentality of these companies, and they want less workers and more work, and if we can't get that figured out, we may be headed for some tough times with some of these companies this year, but we're not going to back down.
There are challenges ahead. Ted, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much for the update. I really appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon, I promise.
Thanks so much, Kevin. Appreciate the time.
There you go. Ted Papa George, the Secretary Treasurer for the Culinary Union, one of the big boys, one of the big players in, well, really, here in Las Vegas, but also up in Carson City during the legislature. They lobby very, very hard for what they believe in. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The showroom at South Point presents an unforgettable musical experience with the Atlantic City Boys, paying tribute to Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, plus a whole lot more. June 2nd to the 4th. Tickets at the box office, online at southpointcasino.com, or charged by phone 702-797-8055. A night you'll remember with the Atlantic City Boys at the South Point.
time for the annual Basque Fry. The 8th annual Basque Fry is on Saturday, June 17th, and we want to make sure you don't miss out on this one-of-a-kind Nevada tradition featuring an outstanding lineup of all-star conservative speakers. Special guest Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will headline this year's event,